Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We want it rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to
West,
deep up in my feelings, smoking on this backwood got me so higher than a ceiling. But I'm sitting right here, waiting patiently for you to come back to me. Pulling up in my cup, getting drunk off emotion, waiting for you to come home so I can dive in your ocean. In the late night, girl, it's gonna be alright. So when you come on in, put them panties to the side. Let me come through between your thighs. Got your body hypnotized between your legs, giving you head while we laying on the bed. It's your pussy that I'm sipping while it's dripping in the car, steady tipping while we getting tipsy. I'm talking about late night, we getting high all night while I'm drunk driving, windows fogging, hot boxing, kush blowing, drinks pouring. Late night, all night, we getting high while I'm drunk driving, window fogging, charging up my body, kush blowing, drinks pouring.
What?
Hide in the ceiling, thinking in my feelings really ever since you left. Can't blame you, but you left when a nigga really tried my best. Really changed my ways to make you happy, tried to make you stay, but it didn't happen. And now you gone while I'm getting hurt. Say goodbye, how nigga beat it up. How it starts slow, then speed it up. Crazy now how you all in the past. All the good times we used to laugh. Your next duty won't compare to me. I cook clean, then rub your feet. When I'm on my way to do what I could, but it seemed like you never understood. I ain't tripping, no, cause I miss you. Always there when I need you. Always around and help me down. That's why I gotta fuck with you. Come back home tired of the pain. I promise that it won't be the same. I'm drunk driving, trying to swerve up in your lane.
Late night, we getting high all night while I'm drunk driving, windows fogging, hot boxing, kush blowing, drinks pouring. Late night, all night, we getting high while I'm drunk driving, windows fogging, charging up my body, kush blowing, drinks pouring.
Late night, all night, getting high, drunk driving, windows fogging, my body blowing, drinks pouring.
I came to California for the best marijuana, and I came from the south side, had a ticket to the west side. Been a part in LA from H-Town to the Bay. Pretty bitches single weed, so you know a nigga straight 16.
Yeah, see I'm out in LA, going out to Eddie Purple cause it's a great. Yeah, I did my weed in that perk. Perk got me choked up, coughing till it hurt. Weed stronger than poetry, straight up out the dirt. Riding with the city, was the top, laid back. Got so high, took a trip to Inglewood. Hey, that Roscoe you for a little baby from the south. You care about the acid and the slugs in my mouth. Big nigga, eat the pussy, everything got the house. No, I'm talking about.
I came to California for the best marijuana. And I came from the south side. Had to take it to the west side. Been a part in LA. From H-Town to the Bay. Pretty bitches single weed. So you know a nigga straight flexed in.
I'm charged up like USBs. Got Trojans for your bitch like USC. See, comma, I'm all about the USD. Why your bitch got you tripping like LSD? Deliver D to these hoes like USP. Kelly bitch feeling me, she know she getting USE. Take a ZLE and kick her out like UFC. I done touched down in Cali, I ain't seen a KFC. I get bills like I'm in the fucking AFC. Life for all movies, I'm bad business, the AMC. Crash the C-class Benz, now I want the AMG. Drunk in Utopia, I'm laid out in the B&B. April gone, now we back like we MMG. White bitches sniff dick like PCP. Cause I'm down when I'm thumping. Take a trip from Inglewood all the way to Compton.
I came to California for the best marijuana. And I came from the south side. Had to take it to the west side. Been a part in LA. From H-Town to the Bay. Pretty bitches single weed. So you know a nigga straight flexed in. I just bought King OG's. So you know I'm stoned up. Freaky bitches, it's time to turn up. I just bought King OG, so you know I'm stoned up. Freaky bitches, it's time to turn up.
Yeah, set.
All you niggas bluff. We sending headshots, how you niggas duck. You niggas, hey, fuck a Twitter beef, let's get into something. Send your location right now, we can meet or something. Got this verse for every rapper in my fucking city. Yeah. You out your rabbit ass, mind you think you fucking with me. No. My name good from 10th Street back to the 50s. Yeah. Mr. Smoke a lot, bitch, you know I got Twisty. We gon' hit this block with them 40 Glocks. Headshot, watch them diddy bop. Millie rock, hell no, I bet you let the skinnies pop. Let me show you how the 50s rock. Bitch, I pull up and I bounce out with that accent. If you ain't heard, bitch, I'm Black Rollin', what's happening? And if you hop up in my whip and you finna light your blunt, guaranteed, baby, better watch your ass. Swag on the 100, yeah, that's something that you been new. Shitting on niggas, yeah, that's something that you been new. Only paid $35 for my new shoes. Watch you rock a fresh pair of ducks and bust a bitch too. Been giving money, yeah, that's something that you been new. Scars on my knuckles, go to show you what I've been through. No tip on the whip, you can see clear through. While I'm blowing kush, smelling at you through my rear view. What's that? Look, gun cases, dope cases, dope cases, gun shells. No scale. We gon' water whip it till it turn pale. We gon' make it kill it, move it wholesale. Money grab your paper, send it through the mail. Rappers to the package, it won't leave a smell. I'm black while I was standing fresh about the deal. Hey, 53rd nigga out, you raising hell. Hey, free my cousin Richard, he took 24. Tipping hoes in prison, man, that's all he know. And free my cousin Richard, he took 24. Tipping hoes in prison, man, that's all he know. Trapping with that pistol, man, that's all I know. In and out of traffic, trying to get his dough. My partner told me he just cut the 100 zones. He front of me and know it's on. Swag on the 100, yeah, that's something that you been new. Shitting on niggas, yeah, that's something that you been new. Only paid $35 for my new shoes. Watch you rock a fresh pair of ducks and bust a bitch too. Been giving money, yeah, that's something that you been new. Scars on my knuckles, go to show you what I've been through. No tip on the whip, you can see clear through. While I'm blowing kush, smelling at you through my rear view. What's that?
For whatever reason, you refuse to feel this space we're in. To know it's insanity, really know it. Whatever your particular anesthetic is that you hold on to so desperately, the thing I mean that makes you think you know who you are.
I realize throughout the danger, all the times I compress my anger. Looking for a better way to flow, to grow. Looking for another way to go. Like walking on a tightrope. Look below, all I see is self-centered cutthroats. You need to roll with your king folks. Only then will you not be a scapegoat. Look at how they act, they wholesome. What's the first thing they say? Let me hold some. Won't give it back
told me if I drop something, all in my face, breath funny. How do I take it? I can't take it no more. I can't take it no more, man. I can't even fake it no more. Too much stress on my chest. After this, I'ma have to wear a vest. I gotta represent the West. I'm one of the best. Get put to the test.
Honey, what's this black world coming? This matter of fact, middle class black bourgeoisie ass. Wish I was rich class. Honey, there's a difference between a black man and a nigga. Nigga, he look at me with hungry eyes, trying to take me by surprise.
I wanna live in serenity. I no longer hold animosity. Tranquility for me. I wanna live at the beach and gaze at the sea. I wanna be immortalized. I want this song to be playing at my funeral when I'm eulogized. Heads pointed to the sky. Baby, 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 don't cry. Feel the essence in everything glorious. Live biggie and don't be notorious. Fear and the fact that you are OG. I hope they ain't thinking about harming me. Whether you get, you get delirious. So any idle threats now, take it serious. I put it on my Lawson Glock 9. Stay fly, got my Romeo spit shine. Other day, fool gave me the red eye. So in this hood now, I know they call him dead eye.
Listen, listen, listen. Hear us now, hear us now. We asked you.
Never shit where you eat, don't bring no riff rap round where you sleep. Keep your business in the streets. Ain't only share a game with your peeps. No razzle dazzle, woody food hustlers. No undercover sucker side busters. Can you comprehend how I'm feeling? I'm willing to deal and trying to keep from stealing. Whoever that I owe, then you got that. I'm about that player, let me bounce back. I'm a lesbian mother with a fat sack. King scratch, sweet Cadillac, pump that. Let me be, let me win. Let me fit in, hit the rewind, play it back again.
The meek ain't going Harry shit. Cause I'll take it. I'll stop calling you nigga when you start acting like black men. My fellow poets tell me not to write poems talking bad about black folks. But I ain't mad at whitey. I'm mad at you, you low-down nigga. Crossing out each other and constantly talking about brother this and whitey that. You low-down lanes, it takes two to play a game. Y'all claim to be so hip and all that shit. White girl lovers talking about you's a black brother. Pig feet eat niggas who explain the advantage of integration and talk about how hip birth control is. They're so hip, they can quote Fanon, Mao, Malcolm, Martin, Leroy, and Eldridge playing tough. But the niggas ain't really rough. Cream puffs is a better word than tough. Y'all better get hip and come off this trip.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what's happening? King Scratches up in this motherfucker. What's going on, man? Fry-yay-yay. What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good? Hey, hold on. I got my man 86. And like always, sweet me.
What's happening? What's happening?
What's the deal, y'all? What's going down?
Can't call it, man. Ooh. Chilling with my homeboy, my brother over here. Stopping some game, you know.
Oh, that's what
I got going on.
Man,
oh.
I'm melting. It's hot as hell.
Mm-hmm. It was hot there for a minute. My son didn't record. So, whatever we got to record, we got to cut the air off because if not, the air will be on the microphone.
Oh, shit.
So we've been here talking for about 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because see, I have a vocal booth, man.
Man, I'm trying to get
that
iPhone. It feels like it's 100 degrees here, and the sun ain't even out no more.
I think if you get that eyeball, it'll drown it out, that background noise.
Mm-hmm. Well, we try to do everything we can, but it's the way, because, see, we don't have the air conditioner. We got the swamp cooler. Yeah, it's a lot louder than the air conditioner. So you can hear the motor running and all that stuff, so we just cut it off. That entice motherfuckers to do their vocals fast.
Well, no.
If motherfuckers in there die of goddamn heat, they going to be like, nigga, if you don't get your goddamn vocals together, nigga.
Okay.
Y'all come
in the booth playing around,
have
that shit together.
Hey, sir, where we used to go, we used to call it the vocal booth, the hot box. Was it Ken Johnson's spot? My boy Ken Johnson, we used to be working at his studio. And we call this shit the hot box. I'm talking about motherfuckers and women. They be coming out they motherfucking gear and that motherfucker. They can't get their shit right. Niggas be in there with their shirts off. Women be in there with their shirts off. They didn't give a fuck.
Damn.
If you ain't got your shit together, motherfucker, you in the hot box. Musty niggas in the hot box.
I can't do the heat. That's when I disappear. I put on all the shit I need to. I put on two coats, a hat, some gloves, all that shit. But not damn it, in the heat, I got to go. I'll be back when the sun goes down. I can't do it.
Well, see. That's kind of like one of the reasons, like the people in Las Vegas, they fuck around. They only come out at night, and it still be motherfucking 91, 92, 95. I was out there one night, it was still 100 degrees outside at 12 o'clock at night.
It's a burning shit, and I done learned my lesson as an asthma patient. You pass out once or twice, and you done let it go. You done let that shit go.
That's why you can't call a motherfucker, you know, like, I call a motherfucker early in the morning. I call a nigga like 8, 9 o'clock, you know. That's early to some people. It's not early to me. JoJo, what's happening, man? But I call a motherfucker early. You can't call a motherfucker who live in Vegas early in the morning in the summertime. You call a motherfucker 8 or 9 o'clock or time, nigga. That you might get back talk to them motherfuckers till like after 12, maybe about 3 type of shit. Oh, yeah.
When I woke up this morning, it was 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm. And what time was that?
8 o'clock.
Oh, Lord, no.
Well, that's shit. What I'm saying. I'll be like, I just gotta hide up the whole summer and just, I'll be back in September or something, or August or some shit. Because it ain't gonna get no cooler, you know.
I'm about to fuck their ass up. I'm wearing me an air conditioner suit, nigga.
Hey, you ought to buy me one of them portable ones that you plug in the wall. And you put the water down in the bottom.
I'm gonna be rolling through that motherfucker like I got on a hazmat suit. They're gonna be look like, nigga, I'm about to go pick up some nuclear waste type of shit, nigga. And that shit gonna be cool as fuck.
I don't deal with that heat like that. I've been trying it many times, but that's not where I'm supposed to be at. So I just fuck out. The good news about today up here is only supposed to be 100.
Hey, look. In the summertime, when you get 100, you celebrate. I was ready to barbecue, nigga. I said, 100 degrees, nigga, I'm about to barbecue. Shit. Because when they get up to that 115 and all of that old shit, this shit ain't fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm loving working out because, you know, it's just
general.
The summer barely just started, for real. So
it started Sunday.
That's what I'm saying, but it's been hot as fuck for like 3 weeks already. 2-4 weeks.
So we actually got 2 months and 3 weeks more of this shit. Imagine that.
Scratch, ask for it.
I didn't ask for it. I was asking for rain. What the hell you talking about? I never asked for heat. I asked for rain.
We got the rain, nigga.
Yeah, they gave us just a little, they gave us a shot. You know what I'm saying? But that's going to probably be it. Like, here, take this motherfucking rain, nigga. You ain't getting ready to get no more for the rest of the summer.
Well,
Chris
was up in here cracking
up the other day when
I said that was your fault. It was tornado coming through California.
Yeah. Or Florida, so. I don't know what the hell. I get under the house around this motherfucker.
Yeah, for real, though.
Yeah, you can't.
To be honest, though, I'd be more worried about the flooding. Because of all the years that this has been going on here, they ain't found no solution for that. It's like they found a way to build the houses, especially the ones that have been rebuilt. You know, they've been building newer technologies, but they still don't know what to do with the water.
Yeah, because y'all below sea level.
I know. Well, you right at it.
But see, the thing about it, like up here where I'm at, I'm up. So only thing I could do is wind up with a beach. It'll never flood up here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when you below sea level, you like in a bowl. So that's all where all the water gonna go in the bowl.
Yep.
Ain't got nowhere else to go. Yeah, ain't got nowhere to go. Everybody trying to buy some fancy cars. Everybody trying to buy fancy cars. Y'all better buy a boat. So y'all motherfucking ass
the
wrong path.
Since the last time I got a new car, and then it flooded up the side of the car and shit. And then it snowed in the same year, like 2000, whatever it was, 17. That's why I was like, hell no, I'm not even about to get a car right now. I'm not about to do that for myself. Because they be destroyed as soon as you get them here.
Yeah, nigga, I'll get me a boat. I'll get me a car and a boat, and I'll put the same pay job on it. You see me floating through the hood in my boat. Everybody going to be like, Scratch, what you get a boat for? Watch this. Soon as you start flooding, you'll just see me rolling down the block, nigga.
You know that I've been suppressing and that type of shit. I told somebody that today when I get a house. Depending on what neighborhood I stay in, I'm a damn sure get a life jacket and a boat, some kind of way to get the hell up out of there. And then you specialize yourself going to stay in the suburbs or somewhere kind of far out.
And one of them boats that you can pull and be in the bag and it blow up in 10 seconds.
Yeah, so I can get the hell out of there.
Nigga, I wouldn't give a damn. I have a rowboat, nigga. It'd be better than me. I'd be rowing my boat down the goddamn street while everybody's stuck in the goddamn water.
That's what I'm saying.
Go see,
when
I told
the
you.
One, the blow up one started real good, though. I know what you're talking about.
I what the blow up was. I'd be like, hit a branch, and then I start freaking with me and all my shit in there, too.
I ain't gonna check it out, though. I told y'all about that man. He had this little blow up thing, and all the neighbors was laughing at him and shit, cause he blew that little circle up around the house. And they went back a few days later after ice or whichever one that motherfuckers it was. But his shit was the only one in the neighborhood still standing, and the thing, the little blow up thing, was still around the house.
Mm-hmm.
They
laughed at him too, but they weren't laughing
when he
cheated.
He's the only one in the neighborhood who got to keep the same house.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happens, man. Motherfuckers gotta be prepared for whatever the hell may happen. Even though you don't know when it's gonna happen. You know, when the motherfuckers say, here come the flood. Y'all motherfuckers better start inflating shit. Motherfuckers get some of them little swimming pools, them swimming pools. I start blowing them some bitches up. Here, we gotta put our stuff on this one. And then we gotta get on this one.
To safety. People spend all their money on shit that they can't take with them. This time around, I knew I wasn't going to have a lot of money coming in, so I invested in things that's going to help me out. Like, I bought a rechargeable fan because the lights go out and shit like that.
Well, guess what? The only thing I got to do is sit up here and worry about this punk-ass heat. And it ain't too much you could do about that. It just stay in the motherfucking house. See, I be getting out early. I get up like 7:30, and I go to the store. And I grab everything I need to get, like around then. Tomo has to go back. So I'm cool. I be like, man, let me make sure I got everything I need. And the only thing, just sitting here under the air for a while. You know, just to get it right, but man, 2 months
you, I go walk
and
out
3 weeks.
Because all the stores open at 9 o'clock. By 10 or 10:30, I'm back in the house. I just take a shower because I'm in a full-blown sweat by then. And I'm going to stay put. Until around about the time we go on the radio. Just go and go down.
You know, I didn't have a car. We used to have a Jeep, and the Jeep fucked up. So I had to walk to the store in the summertime. So I used to get up. I leave the house every morning about 6:45, and I'll be standing in front of the store while they taking the chains off that bitch. I go and get what I gotta get, and I come on back home, and I'm in the house. Damn, sound like somebody got a cow or something there.
Oh no, man! Y'all know I'm in the ghetto, so that's how they won't fix the. Ain't nothing in here fixed the way it's supposed to be fixed. That's why you turn the water off in the kitchen.
Oh, wow. Well, shit, man, what we gonna do is we gonna jump into a couple of these songs. Y'all online and y'all listening, give us a call, 323-642-1597. I'm gonna bump some
real
of
quick,
my niggas.
Real quick.
What up?
I'm trying to figure out how the fuck that building, that place fall in Florida.
Oh, well, see, that's something that we could talk about right after this, man. We have something to talk about. I'm going to jump into a couple of songs and keep it here because I was thinking the same thing. Give us a call,
323-342-1597.
Oh, man, that's what we're going to talk about that when we get back. True West Radio Friday, yay, yay. Here we go.
100, yeah. 100, yeah. Ooh.
I got to keep it 100.
How do you bet? Waistline and I want you.
Keep it 100.
We got a whole lot in common. You got a man and I
got
a woman.
Keep it 100.
You already know what I'm trying to
what
do.
What I'm trying to do.
Keep it 100.
I gotta keep it 100. Yeah, keep it 100.
You got a beautiful face. Go find out a lying safe. I got a mansion by the lake where we can escape. Sex appeal in your thick with a little old weight. Baby, I drive diesels, make the bumper shake. You dealing with the boss, daddy, I stack cake. Separate from the fake, time to matriculate. If you don't wanna be with that loser, you ain't got it. I could build you a crib in the middle of Nevada. Pulling up a Bentley's, jumping out of Prada. Sexy boss chick, 10 carats on the wrist. Move your hips to the bass drum kick. Ain't a spot on your body that I won't kiss. Loose lips sink ships and they cut so swift. I ask anybody, I'ma plead the fifth. I know your friends don't understand it, but baby, don't panic.
100, try to you bad.
New
waistline and I want you.
Keep it
100. We got a whole lot in common. You got a man and I got a woman.
100. You already know what I'm trying to do.
What I'm trying to do.
Keep it 100.
It's your night. Put the champagne in the sky. Live your life. You ain't gotta go home to the fuss and the fight. I could be your teddy bear. Mama, squeeze me tight. You can wake up to the sunshine with love in your eyes. Float like a butterfly. No sweat on your mind. Calling into any time. I'ma get the feeling right. The grown ass man, he ain't gotta never lie. Trust in the plan. Grab my hand. Let's break to the exit. Take this chance. After the night end, you gotta love a fair friend. Rolling with a millionaire. Throw your worries in the air. The red carpet, paparazzi waiting there, hot like lava rock. You don't need to Photoshop, MySpace, Facebook, baby girl got it locked. Sex stick diva, licking on the lollipop.
100, shawty you bad, new waistline and I want you.
Keep it 100,
we got a whole lot in common. You got a man and I
got
a woman.
100,
you already know what I'm trying to do.
Keep it 100,
I gotta keep it 100, yeah, keep it 100, yeah.
With you, girl.
From the club to the car to the hotel end. If you want, baby, you can bring a friend. I'ma make it feel good all night. I'm not your man, baby. I'ma do it right.
One popping and pros on 144 spokes at low. Remember I was broke up in Rome studio. What? Hit the club with thugs, triple O's blow. The ice on my wrist got it cold as snow. It's bad you don't trip when I'm hitting the dip. I spit a half of the day when my pistols whip. I was born to the game, I'm up on things. Looking in the mirror when I'm changing lanes. Spin a grip on the system so the tunes are bang. Hit the rap gang with bang like Dane is dang. Put them off their feet like a mad hurricane. On the run for the love and a ton of fun. In the California state, we be popping the gun. Hit the highway buzz with drinking bud. Playing PlayStation 2 on the way to the club. And I'm so glad they ain't hot tonight. Cause I done ran four lights and I'm high as a kite. But I don't give a beat for lying.
Now hold your head back, 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 back. Lean it to the side, side, side. Hey, baby.
Get into the drawer.
Don't you wanna ride, ride, ride?
Go ahead.
I got a pocket full of bums,
pocket full of cash.
Baby, can you show them on me,
love?
Roll it to the club on
dubs.
And I got a pocket full of bums,
full of fun.
My truck is packed with bums. Baby, can you show them on me,
love?
I
stepped out to the Nazi, fresh and clean, 6-1 footer. Bling and chain,
bling.
You know I'm about to walk and my jeans on hang. Let's do the damn thing like thunder and rain. Make
damn.
You wet, make you bang when she working the thing. All the mamas that stick, I'm glad you came. Cause tonight my click about to do some things. That yeah, Chris, loaded up by the case. If I mix it with the 8, then I'm using the shape. Now watch that, I smell in the back. Smell like the homies is blazing the dirty rack. Matter of fact, let me hit it, I'm passing it right back.
I'm feeling, 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 feeling good right now.
Laced up in the fat form, I'm wilding out. If you feel the same way, just shout out. Everybody in the club get rowdy rap. Release your nasty side, freak all night. When you step out the club, the sun burns your eyes. I'ma meet you next week at the same damn time. Cause I'ma hit the club for life.
Hold your head back, 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 back. Bring it to the side, side, side. Hey, lady.
Get into the drawer.
Don't you wanna ride, ride, ride?
Rolling on the
club, on the
club. Rolling.
And I got a pocket full of fun.
A pocket full of fun.
My truck is packed with fun.
Cherish. Sexy mama truly deserved to live black. Black queen, truly amazed. What can I say? Now you catch me boarding the plane with an upgrade. 400 grand when we land in France. She gon' shop till she drop when I'm waving that fan.
It made me feel like chop 100 grand a month on your fashion.
Fashion.
It made me feel like giving you the access code to my mansion.
It's been a pleasure. 26 and the waist mean hold on forever. BTW, I just wanna cuddle you. You the dream team, so I don't need to hug you. Call me every second, you can never be a bugaboo. Sexy in my Rolls Royce, keep a ninja loving you. I just wanna smack him when a ninja walking next to you. I know your worth, I felt your hurt. Your mother thoughts come last, you come first. Can't wait to show you off in the family church with the extravagant hat and the matching shirt. Ain't luring boots with the Moab purse. Classy and foreverness, sexy on the high list. Hotter than a bowl of grits setting on my honor list. I just wanna let you know that this is what's unanimous.
It made me feel like top 100 grand a month on your fashion.
Yeah.
pride. From a pride. Heard it on the block and in the pride.
In the pride.
Process from the treat to the press. Final.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, the Federal Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
And we back with it.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hev Love.
My girl Sweet Pea. What up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my nigga?
Oh. This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that. None of that Play-Doh. Yeah. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Hip-hop.
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, keep me so
crazy. Hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
Hey, huh?
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio Friday, yay, back in the building. 86. Sweepy. Hey, JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
You see my damn effects ain't working today. I'm gonna have to go.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna give me some real motherfuckers to be sitting up in there clapping and booing, and I'm just gonna have to hold up a sign. Boo.
That's ridiculous. That shit ain't working again.
Hey, yeah, man. I don't know what the hell's going.
Some tambourines, nigga.
Now, see, if I put it on my other computer, I just don't put it on the internet. So that's the whole thing. If I put it on there, it's going to work perfect every night. I just don't put it on the internet. So, hell, when it work, it work. When it don't, fuck it. Yeah, but I want it to be able to work all the time. Now, back to JoJo, that's fucked up that whole building fell down. Not the whole building.
What building fell down?
Yeah, build it in Florida. A hotel, like a hotel with all them tourists and all that shit.
That was a condo.
So 12 stories condo. But this is what the fucked up part about it is. The day before they had an inspection, right? And then everything was good in the building for them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, damn. It's 160 people missing, man.
It was 159.
I'm going to tell you some miraculous shit. I was just telling myself. It was a lady and her baby on the 9th floor. And they fell down to the 5th floor. Both of them survived.
Damn.
So you fell 4 floors. I was telling my son, it's like we in the studio, we on the 12th floor because we probably got the whole suite, big ass motherfuckers. And we just sitting there vibing and rapping, and all of a sudden the floor just leaves.
Yeah, that'd be some fucking crazy shit.
Hell yeah, nigga just sitting here rapping and the floor just leaves.
Doing a whole concert, nigga. They think that's part of the show.
Right. We doing a show on the roof, nigga.
And you end up on the bottom floor. Like, how the fuck we get down here?
I mean, considering the fact that that lady and her baby survived, I think I would rather be on the top floor falling down than be the nigga at the first floor. Not unless I hear something coming, like, fuck it, I gotta run.
That part.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're on the top, you might have a little leverage.
Yeah.
You might
but
get a little leverage.
Is, though, now, I'm tripping like against the middle of the building fall. Maybe not the whole building, just the middle in the house.
I don't know.
You got something there?
Hey, Trey, turn the music down a little bit.
All right, hold on. Where's my damn mouse at? My mouse ain't gonna work. Well, let's get ready to stop anyway. Shit. Now, what were you saying?
I was trying to hear what JoJo was saying because it was cutting him off, but...
I was saying, like, they had the inspection, and then the building just fall apart the following day. Like, how did that happen? So how
because
did
they lied. They tell a damn lie about that inspection.
Well, so now, what they were saying that I think the building was built in the 80s or 1980 or something like that. And what they were saying was the foundation was sinking. Now, if you inspect the building, how the hell you going to miss the fact that the goddamn ground is sinking?
Yeah. They said
that should
about
be
the
a part of the inspection.
They said the salt water was damaging the building. That's what they were saying.
Yeah, so... If you inspect a building and you look and you say, damn, the building's sinking, you got to get these motherfuckers up out of here. Just think, I mean, God forbid, just think if somebody was up there fucking and that shit happened. You'd be like, damn, nigga up in the bed, nigga getting his in, and then the whole floor just leaves. Now your
that
ass naked and dead.
Crazy.
Now you naked and dead like a mug.
But then they said something about
three bucks.
Get three more of those. Yeah. So if you got something different.
So I don't know. That's crazy. I feel for the families and everybody because it's not just the people that's missing them. or possibly dead. It's the motherfuckers who ain't got no house no more.
Yeah, and at that point, you got to sue the city for that shit.
Thank you.
Oh, they give us somebody get ready to get this stupid out of here.
Yeah. A whole bunch of people that lost their job.
Now, let's look at this, too. Now, if you remember a couple of months ago, that fucking bridge fell down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't see Florida.
That's some crazy shit going on, man.
Natives and blood.
That's crazy, that man. And 160 people still missing. That's the part that got me like. Just missing. They don't know if they dead or alive.
Well, they found people alive, but still.
Huh?
Yeah, four or five people, but that's the only one they found.
Because they talking about four people they know are dead and 159 people missing.
You know what?
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of fucking people, man.
Have you put somebody that's living there? And that's just happened while you married
them. Yep, I'm backing up.
I said, just think if you was visiting somebody when that shit went down like that.
Man, that's the worst part. All the people that was, you know, visiting people, and it's the time of year when people start visiting people, 4th of July and shit, so.
And that was the cold part about it is when they was interviewing these people, the man was like, it was a family out here from Italy, Switzerland. You know what I mean? They all standing there visiting, and now they just don't.
Yeah, crazy, bro.
Fuck them, man. That's a vacation.
You know,
see, now I'm going to tell you something. That's why America, they got to get off that shit. When they stop thinking about their pockets more than they think about people in general. Because if they'd have thought about them people in general, that shit wouldn't have never happened. And let me tell y'all, I done called the apartment maintenance over here to this apartment about 6 times within the last month. Every time it rains here, it rains inside the bathroom. So it's fucking up toilet paper, fucking up, you know, I don't have appliances in the bathroom because I'm scared we're going to die, you know, and got to replace shit, toothbrushes, all kind of shit. It's just ridiculous.
And then, but then you got to take into consideration of this, too. It's building up black mold. Because if they're not letting that out after it gets wet, all that's doing is building mold. Then you wonder why y'all stay sick. Because it's airborne.
Well, yeah.
What you got to do is you got to take pictures and video of what's going on. You know what I mean?
That part right there.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, when my studio, when the roof was fucked up in my studio, I was taking video like a motherfucker.
And I already told them. I told somebody else what I'm going to do. When I leave here, regardless if they fix it or not, I'm posting all the pictures that I got to their website. So that everybody who goes to their actual website to think about staying here, you see that this is what it looked like after you stay here for 3 years and you call them to fix stuff.
But then you got rights. That's the whole thing about it. You have to go and not even if you tell them what's going on, and if they don't do nothing, then you got to go take it a step higher. Because When the tenants don't have rights, any lawyer in the country will take that case. Any lawyer in the country will take the case. pro bono. They call slumlords.
Yes,
the motherfuckers ain't slumlords. If they ain't doing their fucking job, fixing where you live,
that's
you gotta
exactly
write
what
the
that is. But if you got city inspectors who come out here and say that the property is still livable, you got a bigger problem than the slumlords. That's what I was getting at. Because y'all said these apartments was inspected the day before they fell. If they was inspected, they should have been cleared out. Nobody should have been living there if they was properly inspected.
Yep, you're absolutely right. But
yeah, we got to start holding the whole city accountable and shit.
But if people don't know, that's the whole thing about it. Because I've been through all of that shit. There are certain steps you can make to make sure that these motherfuckers do what they supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then there's law saying that if you complain against these motherfuckers, they can't evict you because of complaint. If you're paying your rent on time, you're doing what you're supposed to do, whatever, they can't give you an unlawful eviction. So if motherfuckers don't do it, because if you rent a house out here or damn near anywhere, if it's too hot and your air don't work and they got an air conditioning system, that's against the law. They got to fix that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you got somebody like yourself, you got a lot of allergies and allergic to a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? They got to make sure that you're convenient because, you know, basically you could die in there or get sick or something up in their spot.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, that's what I'm getting at, because at the end of the day, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Say allergies and all that, that's why that black mold is real dangerous.
Yeah, if it's water in the ceiling, that means it's mold in the ceiling now. If it ran down the wall, that means it's mold in the walls.
And that's the thing. They keep coming in here, going up in the roof, and keep, I know y'all not doing what the fuck y'all supposed to do. Because just for the simple fact of all the breathing problems that I do have, or like the headaches and shit like that, so... Personally, I'm ready just to get the hell up out of here. I don't plan on staying here any longer, you know, for no reason.
Well, at
the
same time, see, I don't know how it is in Texas.
I don't know
how it is in Texas, but if you out here in Cali, there's a whole lot of places you could go to fuck around and complain on them motherfuckers if they ain't doing what they supposed to do.
Okay, owner. I don't know how that laws work either, too, because you can go and get the work done and give them the bill and take it out the rent. I don't know how it is out there, but I
can't. Nah, you can't do that here.
Nah, you know, the whole thing about it is, see, if you have to call somebody on your own and say, well, look, this is the problem. They will send the motherfuckers over there, and they'll be like, oh, no, this ain't right. And then they'll get in their ass. Them motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to call the motherfucker and be like, look, the goddamn roof is leaking. You know, it's mildew leaking, et cetera, et cetera, whatever the problem is. If you done told them motherfuckers that, just people that you could call in order for them to come out to you on their time, and they'll check it out. If they go, oh, no, this ain't right.
See, now these things I actually know, but for people that's listening, y'all do need to know that it's stuff that you have to do, I mean, that you could do for this. But I've been staying here so long that I'm not going to do none of that. I'm just going to leave when the lease is up, because for real, it was really stress me out a lot more to do all of that shit, knowing I don't even want to stay here no more than it would be to just leave. But I'm still going to call.
But see, you call in and see if it's a problem. That means that's financial compensation for you before you even bounce. Shit, I'll be trying to get some money from there before I leave that motherfucker.
That's just like one of my exes' apartment kept, they apartment leaked twice. One from the washing machine and one from upstairs. They end up suing and get my 10 racks.
Yep. I would get on that now if you wouldn't. Whatever.
See, to be honest
be
with y'all, 100% honest. My apartment is not in my name. If the apartment was in my name, none of this shit wouldn't be going on because I'm not passive about nothing, especially when I'm spending my money. And, you know, like, I know that I done fell out in here. I done had 2 seizures in here and all of that shit. I'm not passive. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I'm related to a lot of very passive-ass people, so that's why a lot of stuff, y'all see, I'm independent. I do a lot of stuff on my own, but it's because my people don't really stand for nothing. They just let people do them any fucking kind of way. And in return, they let people do you any kind of way. For real, for real. All
right, well, that's a whole
other
story.
All the black people, quit being passive. If you know motherfuckers is wrong, stand up for your rights and do what you're supposed to do. You know, don't let people walk all over you. You don't have to be angry. It's stuff you could do. And trust me, I've been on their motherfucking ass. I've been all in their face. And they got a paper trail so long. The man came to my door with 5 or 6 papers in his hand. And see, I did that shit on purpose because whenever I call the city of Houston, they going to say, well, let's pull up her file. How many reports did she file from this apartment? And so forth. How many times did she call around here for this one thing to get fixed? Because at this point, I'm not really worried about getting money out of them, but if they don't fix this shit up, I'm going to shut this bitch down. They going to have to sell this motherfucker to somebody who going to do right by the property.
Well, I mean, as long as the lease is cracking, that means you gotta be there. If you break lease, then they getting ready to come after you for some money. So why not go after them for some goddamn money before it's over? Nigga, I'm walking out of that motherfucker with something. One way or the other. Somebody getting ready to get me something. I'm not just getting ready to leave and not walk out of there without nothing. I had to suffer through all of this shit for all the time I've been here. Fuck that. They know who you are, no matter if the lease is in your name or not.
Well, I ain't really suffering through nothing. Shit just got like this last time around, but it's time to go now. Like I said, I never actually stayed in one place this long, but I am surprised that, you know, that they not trying to accommodate somebody who been staying somewhere that long. That's what I started this conversation about. I'm not missing out on nothing, or I don't need nothing, but it's the fact that y'all should be trying to accommodate me. Y'all should want me to stay, or you should at least want me to refer people to you.
Well, I'm going to put it to you like this. I could use an extra 10 racks. So if something's fucked up around here and I got to go, I ain't going out of my fucking fight.
It ain't always worth the stress for money.
Oh, sometimes it is.
I could see if I had came out of some money, though. Now, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I'm not a pushover. If I had been fucked up out of some money, or like if the roof actually falls in this motherfucker, like that's why we having this conversation. But none of that ain't happened. It's the fact to me that I'm just the fact that y'all don't give a fuck. Like this is y'all property.
Okay, well,
this is how y'all make money. Y'all shouldn't want it to get that bad.
And this is how you pimp the system, how they pimp the system. Go get you renter's insurance. As soon as that shit happens, call them. They're going to be fucked over now.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a good-ass way, too. Because I'm
call
damn
who?
Sure. Get renter's insurance.
Renters Insurance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nigga, I got a TV in my bathroom. I put a TV. I go buy a broke TV and sit that motherfucker in there. We be watching TV. They fucked up my TV. That's worth, nigga, $150. Oh, they fucked up my Wooka Vam. That's worth $300. They fucked up this. That's worth my laptop.
Driving down the street. See a TV on the side of the road.
Yeah, fuck up, nigga. Pick that raggedy TV up and put that motherfucker right in the bathroom where it was leaking. Nigga, they fucked up my TV because you know what I'm saying. When I'm in the bath, I like to watch my stories and my shows. You know what I mean? Fuck my TV up. I have my laptop hooked up to it.
This nigga wild.
Jeez, you crazy, man.
But you got to understand. See, renters insurance is going to cover all that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know that. I didn't have renters insurance before. I had a place where they actually made you get renters insurance before you could even move into your apartment. That was a part of it. So
yeah, that was a bad neighborhood. That's why they wanted you to get renters insurance.
That was a poor because that means if you move in this motherfucker and something gets fucked up, it ain't our fault, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
So you got insurance on it. 50-50
chance you gonna come home and all your shit gonna be in home.
What'd you say?
I said you take a video camera of all your property and stuff and the serial numbers and all that,
mm-hmm.
and put it in a safe or a safe deposit box, SD card or something of all your electronics or whatever you got, and at least file that with your renter's insurance if something new go bad,
mm-hmm.
after disaster.
Like your power generator, mm-hmm. all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. Put your plants on there.
Nah, them motherfuckers be mad. I start going through all my songs. I have to have all that on my renters insurance. My computer is fucked up. I can't get the song.
Oh man. No. There's been so many DJs that house caught on fire and their whole collection burned up and all this type of stuff. You imagine mm-hmm. how tragic that is? That's just tragic. But I'm gonna make a safe room. Everywhere you live, you should have a safe room in the house that's just a solid concrete walls, roof, floor, everything. Just everybody can. If you gotta retreat into there, that'd be the last damn thing standing. Fireproof,
mm-hmm.
Stormproof, fireproof, earthquake, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
in Oklahoma, you have a tornado bunker in Oklahoma. They sell them.
But look, though, a lot of times them niggas got to break out the back door and run to their shit if it ain't like underground, like, right in their house. Them motherfuckers got to be like, oh, fuck, a tornado. And them motherfuckers got to run way across the goddamn field to get up in the bunker.
Yeah. See, I was out there last year, and they'll have an alert on the radio, because the dude next to us, he was a fireman, so he'll come on the radio, and he was like, look, he had two handicapped adult kids, and then him and his wife, and he said, well, I'll try to fit it as many of y'all as I can in my bunker if a storm comes, but y'all better duck somewhere, because it's on the way. You'll see them running, because they get the alert on the radio,
mm-hmm.
But then I said, man, that's for you and your family. If we get our ass blew away, that's on our dumb ass. But we can't put y'all out, what I'm saying? It wasn't no room for nobody else, really.
Mm-hmm.
But you get at least a little bit of heads up. If it carry your ass away running to it, then, that's just God, I guess,
See, but that's what I was telling him. It's a lot more dangerous up that way, because it's still like the Great Plains and stuff. It's still like open land up there. They done built
mm-hmm.
so much shit that we don't even fucking need, that I can't stand. Like, They I'm not bullshitting. They built so much shit up in this city that the rain don't even reach my apartment sometimes. And they tell you it's raining on this side of town. I can hear the rain, but it don't even reach this apartment because with the wind and, you know, how things blow the opposite way, they done built up so much shit that it just block it. It don't even get to us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's choking out the oxygen. If it ain't no trees and stuff, I got this new magazine, National Geographic or something, it's talking about how urban cities is lacking trees, but like in a nice suburb, they got lots of trees because the city, the inner city don't have budgets for them to come and maintenance and take care of them trees and stuff like that. But me and my boy was talking about this thing, them cats that live in the real life in the concrete jungle, Chicago and in the cities that don't never see no grass, don't no ocean, no trees, no nothing like that. They be so wound up so tight because they got no nature. No nature.
It's the truth. It's the truth. You know, the air is not right. None of that shit ain't right. And the air ain't right here, but I be trying to get niggas into these plants and shit, nigga. Like, I'm just trying to breathe. I'm trying to leave some behind for my nieces and nephews and shit because the shit is crazy. I can step outside and I can feel the difference. Like, I actually can't breathe. I can feel the particles and shit that they say is out there going into my lungs. Like, and I have to remind myself, like, hey, you know, you need to chill. Like, you really do have breathing problems. Like, you always had these problems. But now I can feel the problems that they say I got. Like, for real, for real.
That they wound up too tight. Excuse me. Yeah, that's a good analogy.
When they say go take your shoes off and go, it's called grounding, go walk on some grass, go hug a tree and just brace with, because we are nature. We come from nature. So they call it, they call them tree huggers. Man, I never, but it's something today. I've been going just sitting at the beach lately. Just sitting out there looking at the water, I might fall asleep on my little blanket and take a nap. But it's that peace, man. And I feel bad. I want to just go get a bus and take some of them kids on the city just to the beach and let them just go to the woods and go camp and look, you know, and see how they face change. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I started this shit with these plants on the balcony, because I actually want to develop a program with somebody, you know, anybody who interested when I get there so that we can show kids or even just their parents how to live a different life, you know, because I live in the hood. I got a little-ass balcony, niggas. I got an apple tree out there. I be out there picking beans and shit. I got some corn growing. You can do this shit wherever you at. So I started recording and doing the YouTube so that I got proof now, so that when I get the resources and the money that I need to have to do this, then I'm going to need proof that I know how to do it. Well, there go the proof.
That's where it's at. Well, we can right jump into a couple of songs, man. We got about 40 minutes left. Give us a call, 233-422-1597. I think I'm going to dump some of my son's shit. Let me see. We're going to go with 808 first. All right. True West Radio. Give us a call. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Her body booming like a 808. Her body body booming like an 808. She really try to play it, but she know she wanna be thirsty. She hit me up late last night. Trucking is my game, but some baby try to be Thursday. She hit me up late last night. She hit me late last night. Body bangers, I'm about to do my thing, but I'm thinking it's a motherfucking shame. She hit me up late last night. Get up in the brain and you know you gon' smash her. Living life for the dark side, she hitting lines like an actor. Like an actor. Shit. Body banging, I'm about to do my thing, but I'm thinking it's a motherfucking shame. Her body booming like an 808. Her body booming like an 808. Really try to play it, but she know she wanna be thirsty. She hit me up late last night. She hit me late last night. She know trucking is my game, but the baby try to be thirsty. She hit me up late last night. She hit me late last night.
Holly, fuck it, never mind. Created in every way, possible, Yeah, play. Better than the artist you put your dollars in, so follow him and acknowledge the penmanship on my business. Niggas know what it is, click it on your head, it's out of my hands. Focus on supply and demand, wishing they could swatch this fly nigga out of the air. Illest with biggest digits, getting it, this banana peel lane still slipping. Hat to the back and I'm west coast dipping. Ain't willing down the bottle prescription, cause we dream big, gifted and drink clear. Yeah, way beyond the contest, so you cats better watch it like a Timex. No comparison to beginner or veteran, but they say my words cut like editing. In the best shape I ever been, very bright light, call me Edison. Yeah. Yeah, ow, me and Pop just killin' sound. Yeah, me and Pop just killin' sound.
All the time, verbal ass whoopin'. If you got beef, we can cut it up and cook it. You wanna take flight, reservations, then book it. Look it, the one shining light, I took it. Enough of that, who's that cat with the brittle face? Somebody who rolls with his family just in case. Any place, any time, people be rhyme for rhyme. Three strikes going crime for crime. Five-star general, West Coast icon. Niggas on my ball like it's something to ride on. Beat down, West up, in the cup, going. Keeping up with fast, but fuck what they doing. True West, two hands, eight fingers showing. Throw them in the sky because that's where they going. If you not know a game, scratch ITV. West Coast, East Side, FC. Yeah.
Yeah, ow, me and Pop just killin' sound. Yeah, me and
Yeah, one more time. Alright.
I'm high off that skunk, tell me if you want some. Realest in the game just to keep it 100. And these bitches on me like they really want some. Well, catch me on the green light, maybe on a late night. Fucking with a bad chick, straight up out the ace light. Try to keep it ace late, and I'm trying to get paid at the same time. Well, smoking on that green, keeping my eyes red, and I'm really on one. Really trying to get my music onto on some better shit, and you niggas so loco. Well, I take my time when it comes down to my perfection, and you know my bitch is so intellectual, and you know I don't got my mind on them checks. If you don't know, I got to get
that's all that we need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need.
So you better know I gotta take pride in my nose. Grind in the studio in the booth. Don't want me to check it, better be respectful, no. You roll, let you niggas know that I am not the one to get on. Cause I'm going to the top, better get your shit on. Because nigga, I'm passing by you on the road. Whoa. And I'm rapping, equipped it with that action. Peace, sweet, and love is my satisfaction. Island girl said that I am a bad man, I know. Whoa, I live that life that niggas that wish they can have. And you know that dreams in the air that you can grab. So I'm going full fledged till I'm 2-0. Whoa.
That's all that we need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need.
That's all we really need.
Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. 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 That's all we really need.
Niggas hate to see you coming. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. Talking about nothing, cause you haven't sold this CD yet. I wonder how your mind is set. Like, you gon' be me making track?
I don't think so.
Ever had a hit, I don't whack?
I don't think so.
Your little group, they done fell out the game. And nobody outside your neighborhood knows your name. People gotta hit because it's mandatory. Your skill and my skill, that's a whole different category. A different story, I don't brag on mine. I roll my shit so tight that you can't get a drag off mine. So keep your mouth closed and your eyes open. Get no dose, I got one line to kill all your solos. Hate me if you want to, cause I don't give a shit. But you got to be more careful who you fucking with. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. So much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad. One beer, two beers, three beers, four. I hate to see you coming when you drink one more. Because you start talking and won't shut the fuck up. Niggas leaving, tell them war stories, niggas ain't believing. Forget what you had and fuck what you got. Stop saying you a player, cause a player's what you not. Mr. 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 How you made me get that? But it's a cold thing when nobody wants your ass around. And that's real, I don't care how you take it. When your car pulls up, we are ready to shake it. Cause we don't wanna hear the same old shit. Can't be speaking, I got some whack brews, got you drinking. Anyway, you need to find some new combo. Get drunk, shut the fuck up, or don't drink no more. Then I got out of 10, your ass will stop coming. And we won't have to leave when we see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
This nigga come again, pulling up in my driveway with his music turned up to 10. Sometimes I'm home but won't answer the door. Keeping out the blinds, walking soft across the floor. Dogs going off because the doorbell's ringing. And I just don't want to hear that demo song that you be singing about how much money you make. Can't wait to come over and brag every time you get paid. God is good, it's the phrases you use. But you keep backsliding right up out of your shoes. Hypocrite liar, and everybody knows. Once you get started, your mouth will never close. We used to be tight, now I can't stand your ass. Me and you being homies is a thing of the past. You just like a nigga in the street bumming. I'm going the other way when I see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
City, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The La Homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. Friday. Up in this beyond. Give us a call. 323-642-1597. With my nigga 86. Baby. JoJo Loco, True West. What's happening? Nigga, that last song I just played is so old. hate to see you coming. I made it off of, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I redid the music, and it called it Hate to See You Coming, because it was three motherfuckers that I hated to see coming sometimes. God damn, here this nigga come again, pulling up in my driveway with his music turned up to 10. Sometimes I'm home but won't answer the door. Peeping out the blinds, walking soft across the floor. Dog's going off because the doorbell's ringing.
I'll be laughing at that one too. Do you have a video for that?
No, I need to make one though. That's just
too
goddamn hilarious.
It would be a funny video.
One of my niggas, I'm going to put his name out there, but one of my niggas, he had just started doing beats and shit. He was rapping for a long time, and he came up a little bit on some bullshit. And that nigga used to come over there to our spot, nigga, like he was the king of the goddamn world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing he'd do. He'd just come over and brag about what he doing. Motherfucker. Then my other nigga, I think he had like the short man complex, because that motherfucker, he just bragged about shit that wasn't even real. And the other motherfucker was my cousin. My cousin, that motherfucker, he used to sell his jewelry and cologne and shit like that. And the only reason why he would come to my house, he probably shoot me a little punk ass watch or something like that. But he would have, yeah, you know, nigga, I made like $1,500 just today.
Ooh-wee, man, my cousin. I got some haters for family members.
It was just three motherfuckers that would come and brag about what the fuck they doing all the time. So that's why I made that song.
I can relate.
Yeah. And it's crazy because I gave all three of the motherfuckers a copy of them and told them I'm talking about you on the song.
They probably still like it.
They was pissed. They was pissed the fuck off. I know at least two of them broke the CD. But you know the whole thing about it? All three of them motherfuckers shut their motherfucking ass up now. Even though it's they just picked up with them or not, but they all shut up. I talked to them and they don't be saying shit. When they heard the song, they said, "That's what you feel about me?" I said, "Yeah, because you talk too goddamn much." Look out, like, damn, here this nigga come. What the fuck? He getting ready to just rag on himself the whole fucking time.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't be sharing no more of my accomplishments with you. And you tell me you done made a song about me. It go kind of hard, too.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to find the other songs I made about these other niggas. I got this one song. I got this nigga talking about himself in my hook. I just pieced all his words together and made him talk about himself.
That's a shame.
I get down like that sometimes. You know what I mean?
See, you know, I'm from Houston, so I just seen a whole lot of people have fights because one made a song about another one.
Well, they got every opportunity in the world if they want to fight me. I ain't going to run. I'll tell them where I'm at.
I don't think people would do it like that these days. But back in the day, niggas used to be, I don't know, they used to be a little bit soft to me because you could just say something and they'd be ready to fight. But people ain't really like that no more.
Well, I mean, you know, the battle thing been going on for years and years and years. Well, I mean, just rap been invented, really. You have people dissing each other, you know, it was more or less face to face. But see, now it was like, I don't know. I remember the old battles, nigga, they used to have LL, Kumo D, LL and Ice-T, MC Shan and fucking KRS-One.
Mm-hmm.
Beef been going on for years and years. It's even way more than that that I'm naming. You know, because all it takes is for somebody to say something you don't like, and you be like, but these cats that I was dissing, it was just one of them was a rapper, and all the other ones, they was just regular motherfuckers, but I hate to see them come.
Man, if I was a regular nigga and you make a song about me, I'm going to make one about you.
And I would love that, because then I really don't need. Because one nigga, it was this dude named Money Mike. This nigga made a song about me. I never heard it. And what I did was I went to his neighborhood and I did research on him. He's supposed to be in a Pasadena PDL. He was a blood. So I went down there to where all my blood on me was and start asking questions about him. So as they answering, as I'm asking questions, they talking, I'm writing down shit. So I knew shit about him. I knew shit about him, and he didn't know nothing about me. Please go down to my hood and try to talk to my niggas. I would love for you to try that one. I went right to his neighborhood and talked to all the blood niggas. Say, nigga, what's up with this nigga, Money Mike? Oh, that old bitch-ass nigga. Boop, 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 boop. And as they saying shit, I'm writing this shit down. This dude is like a song if you already know about a nigga.
Yeah, that's battle rapping right there.
Mm-hmm. I went down there and I went to his hood because I was down with the blood niggas. They never did nothing to me, and they knew I was a Crip. They got went right down there and were like, what's up with your boy Money Mike? Oh, that bitch ass nigga, man. They start telling me so much personal shit, my nigga, that I didn't even put it on the song.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for him to respond, because if he would have responded, I just went on the bus him all the way out, but he never said nothing after that. You know.
Well, that ain't no good. You know he went against the grain with everybody out there for them to tell you all that, though.
Oh, man. Yeah, so he was a bust anyway. But, and you know, the whole beef was off of, I asked that nigga to pay me because I recorded him. I was like, oh, so, man, you going to pay your bill? Oh, well, I always got to be paying, motherfucker, because that was their arrangement.
What?
You're supposed to pay me for what I do. I'm just asking when you pay. Nigga, I done recorded 3 songs on your dumb ass. It's time for me to get paid. I didn't even ask you about. Nigga, I'm mad. He threw a CD. He wanted to fight. I said, bro, if you don't get out of my face, if I wasn't at my homeboy house, I'd have just went on and took him down, you know what I'm saying? But that nigga was mad. I went out of town. My nigga called me talking about, oh, this nigga made a song about you. I was like, oh, he did. That's beautiful.
That was real hip-hop when people used to do that.
How you gonna get mad at me and make a song about me because you didn't pay me my money that you owe me? That's dumb as fuck to me.
Sound like
but,
a goofy.
Yeah. But after he heard that song, that nigga was like, okay, I'm gonna shut the fuck up now. And that's just what it is. I mean, it gets like that sometimes. You know, sometimes you don't mean to diss your niggas or people that you down with or people that you know. But sometimes you gotta let them motherfuckers know that nigga, no matter what you doing, may not even be close to matching what the fuck I'm doing. So nigga, don't be going around spreading goddamn dumbass shit about me around motherfuckers who ain't believing what you saying in the first fucking place. So if they ain't believing it, I might as well go on and attack your motherfucking ass.
Hell yeah, keep my name out your mouth, period.
That's what it's all about. Don't say nothing about me. I won't say nothing about you. I can talk to you as a man, or I can put that shit out on a song, and you can't. Or you can, but it won't be nothing close to what the fuck I know about you.
Nah, because the whole neighborhood done bust him up. That's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
That means you fussed over everybody in the neighborhood.
In some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Because some niggas, it was a couple of niggas who were like, nah, you know, I ain't even getting into that. But all the niggas that was important, but he's like, oh, nigga, let me tell you what this nigga did. He did this, 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 and this.
You know, laying off on the plug type nigga.
his brother did this, 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 and this. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I mean? So I had a whole notebook full of information about that nigga, but he didn't know not a goddamn thing about me. He knew I was in NWA, he knew I made beats, and he knew where the studio was at. He knew where I lived. So my nigga was like, oh, that nigga said, he know where you live at. I said, please let him come up here. But that's the extent of it. I mean, hell, I got that song called A Man, and that's about, you know, two of my homeboys that I thought that we was real close. And Dog, that one of them is Dog, I tell you that. Because Dog, he used to call the show. That nigga be washing dishes at the pizza place, nigga, and be on the show every goddamn night.
Uh-huh.
And them motherfuckers, they just stepped over one line too long, and that's when I made that song called The Man.
And then he started doing the same thing or something like that?
Yep. He got a radio show. He gonna hear me talking about, check my radio show out on Wednesday. Motherfucker, I got my own radio show at 6 o'clock. He should have this at 6 o'clock,
at
too.
The same time, yeah.
So I was hot.
Uh-huh.
I was hot. So I had to put him and my nigga 4-5 in the mix. I know they heard the song because I sent it to their page.
Well, you know, niggas ain't shit, but I tell you one thing, out of respect, though, that's the type of shit I be on. I don't really say nothing to people. I just let them make it, and they wonder, what happened to her, or why I don't hear from her no more, and I just let them do what the fuck they gonna do, and I don't even worry about it. Like, I cut myself out the mix when I see that shit, because trust me, a lot of people started doing radio and this and that and that and that when they saw what we were doing. Another thing, another group of people who I didn't even friend, they friended me. I would see them always putting up messages about, oh, y'all, what you call it, this, and you get BRT tracked over here, and this is a real station, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, these niggas shooting slugs at me because, you know, people are sharing my posts. But people are sharing my posts because I include them in what I'm doing. Like, you know, they know this is something that I'm doing for them. They know I'm not making no money off of this shit. You charging the people for what you're doing. You like, you know, it's a difference.
You don't have the same support system.
Nigga, you can't pay for this shit. Like, you cannot pay for the advice that they could get to fucking call in and talk to you for free.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
that type of shit. And all the other people that you get, like, that call in here, like, randomly, like, even your baby brother is somebody, a song that they still play to this day. Like, ain't no telling who you would talk to on this radio station. Seriously. You know what I mean? So,
well, that's why it went over
my head when they do that.
That's why Sirius always listen to us, because the only thing they got to do is just go on and, you know, just give me the hookup. And then this motherfucker be out of here. We be on serious. You can go and roll around your goddamn car and listen to that shit. You ain't got to call no number. Well, I mean, yeah, we got to call the number so we all talk. But everybody else, you just turn right into serious. You know, and it's going to happen.
I never go at them. You know what I'm saying? I never call them or comment on people's posts and say, well, if you call into this station, you could talk to this person, and you could talk to that person, and this person, and that person. What you giving them the offer for your $65? What are you offering them?
Besides
radio play.
But see, that's the thing about it. That's probably why the blessing is getting ready to come over here to our favor, just for the simple fact that we don't do what everybody else does. You know what I mean? I mean, hell, it should have been something I did. Pay for the motherfucker. And I have a chance to talk to y'all and some other motherfuckers every night. I love it. I want to throw this motherfucker in the trash. But here come Confetti. Confetti said, here, I'm going to pay for too much. I'm like, well, thank you. You know what I mean? So, I mean, my whole thing is, I want us to be here. We're going to keep it rolling until we can get up on that motherfucking, on that platform to where we have to do something way different than what we're doing now. Right now, we winging it. We're going to have show program when we get up on that motherfucker. And they actually going to give us like about 2 weeks to put the shit together.
And I'm going to tell you the truth. I know about all that kind of stuff, and I studied it because, you know, I did some things that's solo, basically. But the thing for me that always worked, you still need an order of program, but a script, that don't necessarily work just asking people questions. Because if you write down 5 questions and I ask you 1 question, you might say, well, I've been doing music since I was 12 years old. And then when I got this age, I started doing professional and blah, blah, blah. And then I got a record deal. And I feel like, oh, shit, he didn't answer 5 questions. So you kind of got to stay on your toes with that. But to have an order of a program, that's good. You know what I mean? Which you do that, you just going to have to turn it in to them and let them see it. That's all.
Yeah, because we just have to have segments to where we know we're going to play music for this long. We're going to talk this long. We're going to bring up this subject. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing they want. And then the more people that start listening, they getting ready to bring sponsors in who want to get down with us. So that means we going to get a check for them because of the sponsors. That way we all get some goddamn check.
Yeah.
Nigga, stop paying and get paid.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Confetti, man, he's so damn funny. I can't remember what it was. It was like last week or something. Like, I didn't even know he was already on here. He was like, did y'all see the something? He was like, no, I ain't see it. I was like, this nigga, man. He played too many games.
Confetti is my nigga, boy. I'm telling you. Y'all all my motherfucking folks. But, you know, Confetti done pulled up on the motherfuckers. Of course, JoJo done pulled up. But Confetti done pulled up. That motherfucker was leaving town. That motherfucker turned his big ass truck around and came back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when he did that, I was like, oh, okay, that was the first day I met Confetti, like it face to face.
I hope he get to do all the shit he used to be doing again.
I do too.
He a cool nigga though.
Yeah, that's my dog. Even though we have our little arguments and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker always want to talk about my football team type of shit.
I learned something too, cause y'all know, like, I'm I mean, I'm a quiet person for the most part, especially in person, because I watch it more than I talk. So a lot of times people see me, or they don't just put two and two together. So, like, the first time I met him, I walked up to him, and I was like, hey, I was like, I'm Sweet Pea from the radio. And he was like, what? I was like, I'm Sweet Pea from the radio. And he was like, girl. He just grabbed me and hugged me. He was like, I be seeing you all the time. He was like, why you ain't say nothing? I was like, I don't know. So now I go up to people and I be like, hey, I'm Sweet Pea from the radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, true. You got to keep doing that. You know, it's time to... We going to get out and start getting our showtime on again. You know what I mean? I'm ready to get the hell up out of Cali just for about a week. At least just doing some shows and stuff like that. Chance to vote. Jelling.
I want to travel too, but y'all going to think I'm crazy, right? But besides the eating or whatever, I want to grow plants and shit because I want my house to feel like I'm on vacation. Like, if I can't go nowhere, I want to feel like I got some places to go in my house. Like,
that
I can go sit by trees
wanna,
or some
that
shit.
That nigga want to grow the Bahamas in her house type of shit.
Hell yeah, I want to grow tropical fruit.
You
want to
grow Hawaii in the shit, some banana trees in the corner type of shit.
Yes, nigga, that's exactly.
Hell no. You gonna wake up, there's gonna be some monkeys in your living room trying to get your bananas.
Nah. They could be outside. They ain't coming. We ain't doing that Michael Jackson stuff.
Y'all gonna have bubbles in that motherfucker?
I like dogs.
If you gonna have bubbles in that motherfucker, in the banana tree, coconuts and shit.
Mm-mm.
That should be tiny.
I got a pineapple on the front porch while you playing.
Yeah,
I got a pineapple growing out there.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Shit, man. Well, we got an hour. We got a minute and 30 seconds left. Hopefully these people are listening tonight. I know they'll send me an email. They'll send me the email. They'll let me know that they listening. We real serious about being on Sirius, so that's our plug right there, you know what I mean? Sirius XM.
Mm-hmm.
QS Radio, Friday 8. That's what
it's
going.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. We'll get back with y'all Monday. You know what I'm saying? Same bat time, same bat channel. You know, thanks to my nigga 86. Sweetie! And just don't go through what's entertainment. You know what I'm saying? We don't get that shit, man. I'm telling y'all. Y'all better get in where y'all fit in now, because if y'all don't, nigga, the boat gonna leave. And y'all gonna be swimming trying to catch it. We ain't backing up to kick y'all motherfuckers up.
We're not
pulling
back around.
If you on the boat, if you on the boat, nigga, we going full speed ahead. If y'all behind the boat, think and swim, my motherfuckers. True West Radio, y'all.